Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 94. We're going to read the psalm twice. The first time we read it is going to be from the King James Version and the second time we read it is going to be from the New International Version. So join with me as we read Psalm 94 from the KJV. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth. Render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, The Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. For thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, My foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defence, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. And now we read again, but this time from the NIV. The Lord is a God who avenges. O God who avenges, shine forth. Rise up, judge of the earth, pay back to the proud what they deserve. How long, Lord, will the wicked, how long will the wicked be jubilant? They pour out arrogant words. All the evildoers are full of boasting. They crush your people, Lord. They oppress your inheritance. They slay the widow and the foreigner. They murder the fatherless. They say, The Lord does not see. The God of Jacob takes no notice. Take notice, you senseless ones among the people. You fools, when will you become wise? Does he who fashioned the ear not hear? Does he who formed the eye not see? Does he who disciplines the nations not punish? Does he who teaches mankind lack knowledge? The Lord knows all human plans. He knows that they are futile. Blessed is the one you discipline, Lord, the one you teach from your law. You grant them relief from days of trouble, till a pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not reject his people, he will never forsake his inheritance. Judgment will again be founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evildoers? Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, "My foot is slipping," your unfailing love, Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me joy. Can a corrupt throne be allied with you, a throne that brings on misery by its decrees? The wicked band together against the righteous and condemn the innocent to death. But the Lord has become my fortress and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. He will repay them for their sins and destroy them for their wickedness. The Lord our God will destroy them. So this is Psalm 94. And it starts off by talking about vengeance. And vengeance is something that we can often think of as being negative. And part of the reason is that when we take vengeance ourselves, well, we rarely do it right. We rarely do vengeance and justice. Yet this psalm reminds us that God avenges. You might remember the passage in the New Testament where we are reminded that the Lord says, "Vengeance is mine." Sometimes there is injustice, and I don't think that's controversial to say. We see injustice in this world. We see people treating one another poorly. And we pray that people would come to know that that is not okay, that treating each other poorly, harming them. In fact, there's a list here of the things that these people are doing. They're proud and they're jubilant of doing what? Crushing God's people, oppressing God's inheritance, slaying widows and foreigners, and murdering the fatherless. And we live in a world where there are whole companies built around exploiting widows and people who don't speak the language, exploiting young people, exploiting old people, exploiting all sorts of different groups. And this psalmist is saying, Lord, you see these things. They think they're getting away with it, but they're not. And sometimes we see people doing wicked things and they seem to be benefiting from it. But do not forget, the Lord sees. Does he who fashioned the ear not hear? God invented hearing. He hears all the things all of us talk about. That includes our prayers, and that includes the things that people speak about when they think nobody is listening. God sees and hears, and nothing escapes from his righteous judgment. Judgment which tears down what is evil, and, as this psalm reminds us, builds up what is good. But the Lord has become my fortress. Even when the wicked band together, the Lord looks after us. This psalm speaks about so many things, and I'm not going to have time to go into all of them. But from verse 12 to 19, we get this encouragement. Blessed is the one that you discipline, Lord. When we hear God's correction, we are blessed. When we know his words, we are blessed. And it says, the Lord will not reject his people and never forsake his inheritance. God's promises to you are forever, and he will never forget. When we feel anxious, when we start worrying about all the wickedness in this world, let's know God's comfort. As verse 19 said, in the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. So may we know God's comfort, and may we trust in his judgments, where we are, and all over this world. God sees all, and he hears all. He hears us in our pain, and he comforts us. This has been Psalm 94. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading. God bless you, and goodbye.